That weekend, of course, includes some basketball action. Tar Heels over in Las Vegas for the Las Vegas Invitational. That's tomorrow and Friday. Tar Heel women's basketball is in St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands for the Paradise Jam. That begins tomorrow as well. And speaking of basketball, we are joined now by Dr. Debbie Stroman for another round of Stroman on Sports. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving season to everyone.
Yeah. So what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
So I am getting up at the crack of, well, I can't even say the crack of dawn, before that.
Prior to dawn.
To jump on a 5:30 flight to head to Philadelphia. So I'm going up to see family and friends.
Awesome.
And freeze.
But you're going to the Eagles, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
going to see
nice.
The Eagles play. A lot of people have said it's already over, but when you look at the NFC East with Dallas and now Washington losing their starting quarterback, the Giants, I still think they might have a play.
They might, yeah. Especially, I mean, they're only, what, a game and a half back or something
That's right.
Washington. Yeah, they just lost their quarterback. So that's happening this weekend. But I want to talk basketball because you, we were talking earlier today and you posed an interesting hypothetical question between the best team in the NCAA and are we saying they're the worst team in the NBA this year, the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Well, I think both sides are debatable.
Yeah.
Duke is considered right now, with all the hype, that they are the team to beat because they came out and demolished Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And the hype with Zion Williamson and then R.J. Barrett, who is arguably the better player in the country. And then you have Cleveland, who not only lost LeBron to the Lakers, but Kevin Love is now out with injury.
Right.
J.R. Smith is unhappy, saying that the franchise is tanking, so he wants out, so
and
they're not playing him.
I think he is out. I think they traded him today.
Oh, okay. So
I'm confirming that. Hang on.
Well, all the folks are now talking about is whether or not the Cleveland Cavaliers would actually lose to Duke men's basketball right now.
Okay, so update on J.R. Smith. Not traded yet, but they're working on trading him. So he's pretty much done with Cleveland. So, yeah, interesting question, right? Because we've gotten a little bit of a situation of kind of an utter lack of parity in the NCAA where some of the very, very best teams, and especially with the one-and-done rule, some of the very best teams are teams that are basically comprised of players who would be in the NBA this year if not for that rule, and Duke's certainly one of them. And then you've got Cleveland, which just lost everyone. So who would win that game?
Well, I broke it down. First, I would say physical. This goes back to the common statement every year, whether or not Alabama would beat the worst team in the NFL, mm-hmm. like the Buffalo Bills. Absolutely absurd, because the physical demands on your body for football, pro football, would win. Basketball, I still give it to the NBA because they have players that are not only just as physical. Zion Williamson is the outlier, but these guys have been lifting weights. They've been playing 80-some-odd games.
Mm-hmm.
They're stronger, they're quicker, they're faster. So physically, I'd give it to the NBA. Mentally, I'd give it to the NBA because they have more experience, and they've had lots more coaching than these guys. The five players who are creating all the noise in the college basketball world, they've only had a high school coach. They've had an AAU coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've had, what, 2 months with Coach K? So I give that to the NBA. Now, coaching, Coach K. Larry Drew, we all might remember his son who played here at Chapel Hill for, I think, what, 2 or 3 years?
I was going to say 2 or 3 weeks, wasn't it?
Okay.
But yeah, a couple years was Larry Drew, too, yeah.
But we're talking about his father, who's coached for 3 years as a head coach in the NBA, and Coach K, 43 years.
Mm.
And, of course, Coach K has coached pros before with the Olympics. So you have to give the coaching there. So the only thing that Duke really wins is coaching and individual hype. But I would definitely say that NBA would win in a game like
this. So how close would it be?
It might be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
People forget that the players playing for the Cavs right now, first off, I'll mention Colin Sexton, an amazing player, number 8 pick last year out of Alabama. He was the one who was trying really, really hard to convince LeBron to stay because he wanted to play with him and win a championship with him. Rodney Hood, Mr. Duke, he was a first-round pick, number 23 in 2014. He's a strong ball player. And then we can't forget Tristan Thompson, who's been the heart and soul doing all that dirty work, all those was rebounding for the championship years and NBA final years. So I would say no doubt that the game might be a bit competitive, mm-hmm. but I think the NBA would win.
Would the shot clock matter? Like, would the NBA lose its advantage if you went with like a 30 or 35 second shot clock?
I think the NBA actually, because these guys are used to playing with it, it will work to their favor.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now everyone's saying that the way to beat Duke is either to slow the game down. Hello, UVA Cavaliers.
Yes, yeah.
Slow the game down or to run up and down the court like Auburn did with them and just make your shots. But these guys have not had enough time to be with Coach K, who says that he really wants to teach defense this year. I don't know if that's possible when you have a guys who are only going to stay for about 6 months. And then, of course, offensively, they don't really look good in their offense. Their half court set. Just right now, they're just giving the ball to players on the wings and let them go one-on-one.
Yeah, which they can do because they're that talented. But, yeah, you get later on into the year, and that's not going to work as well every single game. We're talking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, Stroman on Sports. So we're going to find out tonight, and Carolina's going to see both of these teams sooner rather than later. But Duke versus Gonzaga tonight, and this is – I was about to say the first really tough test for Duke, but no, Kentucky was the first really tough test for Duke, and they passed that with flying colors. Gonzaga, though, is a really strong team. Who wins tonight?
Well, and they're very, very well coached.
Yes.
And they're not afraid of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So this might be the game where Duke loses. I would love to see how these guys are going to operate on the wing one-on-one with Gonzaga players who know how to play team defense, and they are definitely not a one-and-done program. So if one goes down, next guy steps up, and he's played before as well. I think it's going to be very competitive because they don't have Cameron Indoor, which I say is you get an extra player or two, as in the guys in stripes.
Right.
I think this might be a game that Duke will lose.
All right. And then Carolina's going to play both of these teams in a couple of weeks or a month and a half, as the case may be. So how do you think Carolina matches up against both of these
teams?
Well,
we always look at Carolina, even though I know Coach Williams would love to have some of these one-and-done players as well. It's just the way the program, the way it works out.
Mm-hmm.
He still gets five-star talent. He still gets players that could go to the NBA in 1 year. Williams, and I don't want to say that Coach K doesn't, but Williams' program is built on some fundamentals around defense and rebounding,
mm-hmm.
and I see that always comes out. It shows up better earlier in the season, and so Gonzaga will have more trouble, I think, with a Carolina than they would with a Duke. Just the experience and the way Coach Williams builds teams for the end of the year.
Right. So that, I mean, fundamentals coming out at the beginning of the year would seem to be a disadvantage at the end of the season, but he generally does well in the tournament, too.
Every year, everybody knows that Carolina, it's going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
And you might not, you might beat them in the first quarter, second quarter, but by the time that second half hits, you know you're in for it. You're going to have to play really well for 40 minutes against UNC.
So Duke loses to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Duke possibly also loses to Gonzaga. Does Gonzaga beat the Cleveland Cavaliers?
No.
Okay. Cleveland, Gonzaga, Duke, maybe Carolina mixed in there somewhere.
There you go.
All right. That's our ranking. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Debbie. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.